Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
America Tonight. Boy, do we have a lot to dive into during this show. Escape killers still on the loose, 17 days and counting, which is a former U.S. Marshal chief of investigations have to say about how serious these two are and how desperately they want to catch them, the kind of money that's being thrown at this. And then also we're seeing what's happening with the new recruits in ISIS and in Al-Qaeda. Some amazing guests coming up this hour. You don't want to miss that, including Pastor Aubrey Shines, who talks about how he feels as a black minister, how inept President Obama is, and specifically spells out what's happened recently on the race front, saying that this was part and parcel of what was going to happen all along. Plus, a conversation with free money guy Steve Kelly. He goes to his own mailbag, if you will, questions about why do you not stand in front of the markets and why instead do you veer in a different direction when you're building a retirement account and how it's never too late. A great tip for people who struggle to squirrel away some do-re-mi, if you know what I mean. And then in the meantime, also, some other people are across the country are dealing with, once again, horrific weather. In Texas, after coming off of the floods, now there's tornadoes. Now there are other people in the country that are dealing with incredible tornadoes. It is tornado season. And as I say that, it's almost laughable because it seems that almost any moment tornadoes can crop up. And sometimes they're big and the swath is wide where they cut down one side of the street and not the other. And sometimes it's not quite as big. And we've even seen tornadoes in places where you traditionally haven't necessarily thought of tornadoes, meaning a lot of the places where you get mostly hurricanes. I mean, there have been tornadoes, actually, in New Jersey and New York and popped up in Washington, D.C. So I guess no one is necessarily immune to the crazy winds of Mother Nature and whims as to where, you know, somebody can get hit by a tornado. But in the meantime, as I said, I really think that one of the craziest things going is these escapees. And now their murder plot has been, you know, unraveled, if you will. It is like a Shawshank Redemption meets Orange is the New Black meets any prison movie. How does somebody get out of prison? It is just like you see on the screen, tools buried in meat. The woman who helped them used baked goods also to help them, you know, was putting things hidden in food to get them what they needed. And did she know, little did she know, I suppose, as or maybe she did, as to what these two had done and what they're capable of. They cut holes through steel cell walls. They shimmied along catwalks through pipes. They came out of a manhole outside the prison gates, and now they could be near the prison still, buried in the woods. They disappeared June 6th. They had blades. They had chisels. They had everything they needed to escape. One of the favors that she asked, Joyce Mitchell, would ask people to help her. She asked a guard to pass frozen hamburger meat to one of the guys, to Richard Matt, one of the escapees, bypassing the metal detector. So that's a violation there, obviously. And she smuggled the hacksaw blades into the meat. That's how they got them. Crazy, isn't it? And both of these guys were next to each other on the honor block. So for good behavior, they had special privileges. Refrigerators, hot plates, all that kind of stuff. So them getting the meat buried with all the things in it they needed, that's exactly what happened. Now they've got this DNA from both of them found in a cabin not far from where they broke out a couple of weeks ago. What'd they find? Boots inside the cabin, which was about 20 miles outside of the prison. So they know, and plus with the DNA, they know they have them. But obviously, they have to be looking for help. Excuse me. Because, you know, we're talking about a small, remote area where they are. Very, very rough terrain. Not easy to get around. This is like hunters. This is like a hunter's paradise. Seasonal cabins, that kind of stuff. Deer blinds. So not only do you have Joyce Mitchell who helped them, but of course the guard that's cooperating, and his attorney isn't saying too much, but the guard also helping him. I described Gene Palmer as the guard who passed along the meat so it didn't have to go through the metal detector. So you have to figure he's cooperating, but he's in a whole bunch of hot water, too. How do you get a guard? How do you get a guard and a married woman at the prison whose husband also works at the prison? How do you get them to turn and buy into your nonsense? How do you get them to do that? One of them who dismembered a boss, cut him into shreds. Wow. And you trust these inmates and you do that for these inmates. And just incredible. Just absolutely incredible. And what they were going to do is, supposedly, Joyce Mitchell was going to give her pills to one of the guys. They would knock her husband out so she would have no problem leaving their house to come meet them. Then what was going to happen from there? They were going to kill him so that's the way it looks like that was what the plot was. Then she had panic attacks, went to the hospital, and the rest just fell apart. I mean, the rest unraveled. So the manhunt is in full swing for these prisoners. And when I say full swing, it's almost ridiculous because it's been in full swing for such a long time. Right? June 6th. I keep saying that to myself. If I were in charge, if I were in the FBI and I was brought in for this, can you imagine what this is like? Can you imagine this crazy, wild hunt? And now you're in this area that is so remote. That's part of the problem. But they're eluding you. Eventually, they're going to come up from air. Or for air, rather, somehow. They're going to come up for air. Coming up next, the Confederate flag being tossed off the shelves. Walmart says no way. Others are dumping merchandise, not selling it, with the flag on it. Wow, the flap has grown. That and more coming up as we peruse through this hour of America Tonight. Stay with us.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under Financial Lenders License Number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited by ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Anyway, you will never understand it, cause it happens to me, and it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's right, it's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, squeeze it, pieces of meat, but it makes no difference, cause it knocks you off the beat.
Ditching the Confederate flag. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thanks for hanging with us. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Fair or foul? Okay, so what happens in Charleston is heinous, sickening, any other adjective you want to throw at it, because of the 21-year-old Dylan Roof. So that happens, and now the debate has kicked full circle all the way around about whether or not anybody should display any kind of a Confederate flag, to which lots of people are saying across the country, bravo. It definitely symbolizes slavery, oppression, and needs to be tossed. Has no place in our culture any longer, is not welcome, should not be tolerated. I was looking at Twitter today, and I saw some of what was said on Twitter included this one from the Big E, who said, it's only people who are redneck idiots who would now display a Confederate flag. Wow. And then there was this one from Amy, who said, why can't a flag, which is a piece of history, be displayed? After all, I see Nazi flags in museums and other places. And certainly that symbolized a few things, and it wasn't good when so many Jews were killed. It is ridiculous that this has become such a big debate these days. I don't understand. I don't understand. Please help enlighten me. So here's the deal. What do you say? Is it too over the top now at this point where, of course, Walmart and Sears and eBay and Amazon, yeah, they don't want to get sucked into this. So they've said, "That we're out." Amazon had a lot of Confederate stuff. And meaning, when I say Confederate stuff, things with flags on them. Things that they sold with flags on them. Confederate mugs, whatever, if you want Confederate flag mugs. Now that's going to be like the black market. And the question is very simple. Is it fair or foul? Because of what the Confederate flag symbolizes. So there are lots of questions about it, including they're starting to raise questions about it in other places. In other places where there are symbols of the Confederate flag, you know, beside the Confederate flag, the Confederate military. But it is coming off the shelves, baby. I mean, banning the sale of Confederate merchandise, Confederate flag merchandise. Here's what the Walmart people had to say. This was a quote from their mouthpiece, their spokesperson. "We never want to offend anyone with the products that we offer. We have taken steps to remove all items promoting the Confederate flag from our assortment, whether in our stores or on our website." Brian Nick. Well, Brian, my question is, you don't want to offend anyone. How come you're dumping great American-made product for stuff made in China? How come every time you go into Walmart, you turn anything over, 85% of it says it was made in China? For goodness sake, on this show we had a challenge. Go into Walmart and tell me how many things you can find that it's not made in China. That's offensive, right? Here's what Joanna Hoff, an eBay spokesperson, said about the Confederate flag. "It's become a contemporary symbol of divisiveness and racism. We are banning the sale of Confederate flags, many items containing this image." So listen to what she said. Becoming the Confederate flag has become a contemporary symbol of divisiveness and racism, saying whatever happened in the past, that's what it is now. That's what it is now. So that's the reason why we're doing what we're doing. So check this out. In 24 hours, according to what Amazon shows on its websites and the data it collects, they've got three versions of the flag. Do you know that they were up? Sales of it were up over 24 hours to 2,300%. 2,300%. You know, Walmart had T-shirts, belt buckles. eBay had handbags, jewelry, all kinds of stuff. And Amazon had anything you could imagine. T-shirts, blankets, shower curtains, knives, folding knives. But once 21-year-old Dylan Roof confessed to the murders, killed 9 people, said he wanted to instigate a race war, he got part of his wish in perhaps, or I don't know that this was his wish because he had Confederate flag T-shirts, but it's a war on the Confederate flag. That's what now it's become. South Carolina trying desperately to take down its flag, the governor declaring that was going to happen, but she has to have the votes. They have to take it up. And the governor said it right. "The flag, while an integral part of our past, does not represent the future of our great state." So probably that was the right way to say that. And all the Republicans are backing her up. The former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, of course, Texas Governor Rick Perry, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. So much for the Republicans jumping on the bandwagon for the Republican flag. Initially, there was some of that, but now nobody's squirming. They're all saying, oh, forget it. Forget it. So it's wild that one, this horrible, horrible thing leads to boom because the flag was flying on the state capitol. Now, if the flag wasn't flying at the Capitol grounds, it wasn't there, this would not be happening. You'd still get Walmart Confederate flags, all that stuff. You still would. But because of that and because of the outcry to get rid of it, it's led to it just being removed totally from every place you can imagine. I mean, certainly there's no mandate, but all of those companies are afraid to lose business. They're afraid that that flies in the face of what the world we live in. So this slaughter, because that's what it was, sadly, inside the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church has led to the Confederate flag because it was flying above the grounds of the Capitol. And could we have seen some flap over the flag in the future? Sure. Sure. But now, it's a matter of commerce and companies not wanting to appear as though they are backing up racism in any form, because that's what it's being associated with. Isn't that interesting if it had been taken down? You know, it was in 2000 that the civil rights activists had lobbied to get a much larger Confederate flag removed from the Capitol. But that was the compromise that they made, so it would still be there in a different place. I mean, everything about that flag was a hot topic of conversation in South Carolina. No longer. It's gone. And so that becomes the question. Is this the right thing to do? You can tweet me at Real Radio Talk, Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk, or hit me up on the digits. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. It's interesting because of the history, the Confederate flag, like in Mississippi, the Confederate flag is part of the official state flag. And think of throughout the South, you see the flag in windows and tailgates of pickups, all over the place, beach towels. I decided that I was going to do a little experiment, and I looked today to see how many flags that I would find when I was just driving around. And of course, our satellite facility is in Texas, and in just a very short radius and a short amount of time, I counted 18. Bumper sticker, decal on the window, T-shirt, actually saw a mug somewhere. Crazy. Stay with us.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Our next guest, he comes to us from Tampa, Florida, Pastor Aubrey Shines. He's the founder of Glory to God Ministries, located both in Tampa and Orlando, Florida. And it's interesting because, you know, he actually spoke out against something that just happened again with President Obama, who used the N-word during an interview, as you all know, we talked about it, that was released on Monday. You know, we've been having this big discussion about racism and the back and forth and from Ferguson to Baltimore to what we just saw happen in Charleston. Pastor, thanks so much for coming on with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure being. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk, first of all, about what happened in Charleston. Do you think, in your opinion, Dylann Roof, what was it that he wanted? He said he wanted a race war. Are you going by what his manifesto said? What do you think?
Well, you know, obviously the only thing we all have at this point are, you know, the sketchy results of various leaks that are there. Obviously there is a great deal of a mental challenge that kid had. But I think one of the biggest points, Kate, in my opinion, is not, unfortunately, this horrible, horrific, barbaric act. It's the fact that we have a sitting president that would take this and begin to politicize it without any merit, once again doing the same thing, being, in my opinion, more divisive than most, I think, even realize.
Yeah, and you know, he said it in a podcast with a comedian. He was on a popular comedian show, which is Transcended Politics, but Mark Maron. You know, even the choices, I guess, I don't know, the choice is very strange, don't you think?
Well, I think if people are really paying attention, if you study who this comedian is, and if you look at the acronym of his station, it's filled with expletives. I can't even try to pronounce it right now, but if you look at the letter, again, it's laced with profanity.
Yes.
And again, for this sitting president, who I believe is probably, maybe outside of Woodrow Wilson, the most inept president that America has ever had, how dare he lower the bar of the presidency to address an issue of this magnitude in a garage, on a podcast, and by the way, he's one of the biggest supporters, he being the president, one of the biggest supporters of various hip-hop artists that use this word religiously. So I can't see how to have it both ways. Again, he sits in a garage with a comedian, and yet he refuses a meeting with someone like Benjamin Netanyahu or to deal with some of the real crises that we're really, really having in the nation. Again, it's a shame that, unfortunately, no other media outlets are even addressing the fact of his duplicity in issues of this magnitude.
Yeah, and coming into office, were you one of those people that said, hey, I'm going to give him a chance, though? I mean, you might not have, I didn't like some of the things I heard, but I'm going to give him a chance, and he has a chance to make a difference. Were you disappointed right away, or did you see things that happened?
I wasn't disappointed because I was adamantly opposed to him from the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm originally out of Chicago. I heard broadcast way before Sean Hannity put Jeremiah Wright out. I mean, that was actually calm. We did a lot of work here in the Tampa and national, producing some of our own little kind of infomercials, kind of saying, hey, this is the type of socialist you guys are about to elect.
Ooh,
I was
screaming
to the top of my voice, especially among black leaders, to say, hey, guys, let's remember the prophetic words of Martin King when he says, don't judge a guy, girl, by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I said, you're making a horrible mistake. This is who this guy is, and you're going to have buyer's remorse. By the way, they all have buyer's remorse. So, no, I wasn't caught off guard. Because I already understood who this guy was and what he believed in. And even during Sunday services and Wednesday services, a little strange thing that we had in a nutshell, I made sure over the pulpit that the people in the congregation, again, I serve 20 different ethnic groups, but especially to the blacks that are part of my parish there, I said to them, listen, get your mind off the skin color, let's look at the character, and I assure you that you would not vote for this guy. And we had pretty good success. About 97% of those who are black did not vote for him. So, no, he didn't catch me, Kate, by surprise. I already knew who this guy was.
Yeah, very good. Especially you were there in Chicago, like you said, so you knew, and that's what we were hearing, and that's what we were talking about leading up to the election. I like the way you put that. As Martin Luther King said, don't judge by the color, exactly. And looking at that, that wasn't what, you know, people were doing, I think, in some cases. So now we're going through this second term of the president. Are we worse off as far as race relations are concerned at this point?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And again, what's unfortunate, in my opinion, is that the majority of the mass media, and I was doing several interviews within the last few months on this very issue, the mass media that is governed by about 87 to 91% that are liberal in their leanings and their ideology, they're not forwarding this type of information that the public can kind of vet this gentleman themselves. So are we worse off? Absolutely. This guy makes outrageous, just outlandish, premature decisions even before cases are even resolved. So we see, for instance, in the whole Ferguson piece, we see him come out with his attorney general, and he's talking all these silly things, and at the same time, only to find out, which I can say again, I knew this was going to go in this direction, only to find out that this police officer was correct. from the very beginning. But again, it's almost like a small print on the last page of the paper for the visual media to even acknowledge the era of this president. Why? Because they helped put him in office. So we're more divisive now than we've ever been. The flip side, though, Kate, to that, and I said it in an earlier interview, it's simple. We are not a racist nation. You cannot have the majority of whites put a black guy in office and then say, oh, by the way, we're racist. The math does not add up. It just doesn't add up. So, again, that's a myth. Do we have racism? Of course we do, and classism and a whole lot of other things. But to say that our nation is driven by this disease of racism, it's just not a statistic that has any fact to it at all. It's a myth, and he has helped forwarding this type of myth.
Yeah, and what's that about? What's is that about the agenda, as you were saying, about a socialist type of agenda, so that's why he's doing
that? Absolutely. This is why, you know, and you just kind of wish that everybody could kind of go back to school real quick and study socialism. And, and again, I know this for a fact. I sat in a couple of seminars where Dr. Cohn, who was really the mentor for Jeremiah Wright, these guys taught what most people don't even understand, what is called black liberation theology. And I know for a fact you cannot sit anywhere for 20 years hearing this man who has inspired you to even write your books and baptize your kids without some point having a shared ideology and philosophy together. Can you imagine had it been John McCain sitting in a church that was pro-white? Oh my God, we would be asking this guy to step down from office right now. But the media failed in vetting this guy because they had an agenda, they pushed that agenda, and here we are now with a socialist ideology that is permeating our nation. And I hope, Kate, I really do, I hope people are awakening to understand we're in trouble right now because this guy is not pro anything that is remotely close to American, in my opinion, as far as the ideas that our founding fathers had in the beginning.
Yeah, and when you say we're in trouble, Pastor, you mean it's like we're going backwards. And
oh, my God. Yeah. At some warp speed, aren't we?
Yes.
Absolutely. We're going backwards because this guy never misses an opportunity to be divisive. I mean, I've never seen this, and I've studied history for many, many, many years here, maybe outside of Woodrow Wilson, but I think he's even trumping this guy right now. All of his policies are failed. His Middle Eastern policy fails. He is the most pro-Islamist guy I've ever seen. He is definitely anti-Semitic in his position with Benjamin Netanyahu. And so we see policy after policy, even here in our great country, policies that continue to fail. I'm hoping that the Supreme Court even gets this one right, finally. And maybe we won't have this goober effect and continue to be impacted by this ridiculous ideology that is being shoved down America's throat at this time.
Yeah, and so it's interesting is you talk about it being shoved down our throat. And when you're preaching, and as you mentioned, you're embracing so many different people, you emphasize this, don't you? You continue to emphasize that, right?
I even have exercises. I've done something I was sharing with the Family Research Center, something at one point where we were addressing some members of the Black Caucus and that sort of thing. And one of the exercises that I did was very interesting, and a lot of individuals were probably a little concerned, oh, my God, he's going too far. I took an entire month prior to the general election, and I appointed individuals in the church to automatically, whether they believed in the ideology or not, I put a group of 12 on the left and a group of 12 on the right. I moderated this. Now, can you imagine? This is what I do on a Sunday or Wednesday night where several hundred people are in attendance. In that little exercise, people began to find out this is why we think and believe what we do about these candidates. And from that, the majority, especially the majority that were black and are black, that I shepherd over there, they changed their political view and actually voted conservative in both elections. So, no, we're very involved. I am unashamedly very much a constitutionalist / conservative, and we're having great success at it. I just believe if people get the information, Kate, I think they'll have a change of mind. I really do believe that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Wow, it was terrific having you on. We'd love to have you back on again. Pastor Aubrey Shine, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thanks again for having me.
Thanks, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I enjoy your show.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's been July with its Dentovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are so thrilled to have our pal, Stephen Kelly, with us, free money guy. I hope you are paying close attention because this advice is priceless as far as I'm concerned, and it could really change your life. Instead of standing at the craps table, you'll have much better odds. Stephen, how are you?
I'm fine, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks so much. We got a ton of email in the last, actually in the last couple of weeks, we were giving away books and we got a bunch of emails, not surprisingly, because people are, you know how that is in radio, they're starting to get used to you, they're hearing you and et cetera. And I got, I actually got an email from Kelly in New Hampshire who listens to us on the station, which you are also on in New Hampshire.
Cool.
And I pointed her in your direction because, with different shifts and up at different times of the day now, she knows to look for your website. website, etc. But anyway, Kelly said, hey, Katie, I have to tell you that I really like the free money dude that you have on the show. And I had a question about, is it ever too late? I'm 45 years old. I have a 401k in my company, not very much money. It's a long story. I had to dip into it for family reasons. But I do have 50 grand in it. What should I do? Should I just keep trying to go down that road, or should I look at something else, or what would Stephen advise?
Well, I would advise, you know, it's never too late, first of all, unless you just decide to give up. So the first thing I would say is don't give up. $50,000 is a pretty good start. At 45, you probably have another 20 years before retirement. There are ways to scale back. Sometimes with people, it's just a matter of taking control. And one of the easiest ways to take control, I always think about the Weight Watchers technique of every time you put something in your mouth, you write it down. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll often tell people, every time you dip your hand in your pocket to pay for something, no matter what it is, if it's a cup of coffee, if it's groceries, it's the light bill, whatever it is, write it down, okay? The point is not so much to keep track of what you're spending. People can do that by looking at credit card statement or whatever. The point is to be conscious of the fact that you are spending in the moment. Bring it into specific relief that you are spending $4 for a cup of coffee at Starbucks, or you know, $2.50 for a cup at Dunkin' Donuts. Do you really need to spend that money? Now, and I find that people, just by doing this, just becoming aware of the fact that, you know, that hand is going into that pocket again. Kate, I have a weight problem. And my hand goes from a bag of potato chips to my mouth so fast, and I'm not even aware of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And people do that with their spending. They just put that credit card out, or they the cash or whatever. They don't even think about it. So the point is to start thinking about it. And then once you've thought about it, take that money that you're saving and start putting it away. And once you get into the habit of doing it, you know, it only takes 21 days to formulate a habit. But you got to focus on one thing at a time. You can't do two or three or four. You got to focus on one thing at a time, and if you miss a day, you have to start over. So start, you know, taking that money that you might have spent on lunch, or that you might have spent on coffee or something else, and put that in a jar, and every couple of weeks take that down to the bank, and you'll be surprised at how quickly you get into a pattern of saving more money than you ever thought possible.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. It's funny that you say that, because I do that. I didn't used to do that, but I started to do that, and I saw what you're talking about with just stupid things. I'm exhausted running around doing errands, and why am I buying a bottle of water? Why? I can have it in my car.
Water costs more than gasoline.
Yes.
Who would ever thunk it? You know, that they would be so great at marketing this stuff. And now they're selling these little tiny bottles. Have you seen those?
Yes.
Yeah, and for the same price that they were selling the bigger bottles.
Exactly.
I mean, just amazing to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Absolutely right.
Yeah, I understand. That's a brilliant thing to tell people. You can walk around with a little tiny notebook. I mean, it's so easy. We have iPhones. There's no excuse. And you're right about the 21 days. If you just start that, it'll make such a difference, Kelly. Really, it makes such a difference. I love that advice. We got this from Jake in Austin. He listens to us all the time, pays attention to the show, is really enjoying your segments. It takes a lot to win over Jake, because he's a longtime listener. But so I'm telling you that to flatter you, because it's a good thing, just so you know, Stephen Kelly, because he's a hard nut to crack. So anyway, he says, I've really warmed up to Stephen Kelly. I like listening to him. Kate, I can tell that you enjoy it. But here's my question. Why annuities? How come I've never been steered in this direction? Why don't financial people tell you about annuities?
You know, that's just, it's a great question. I think that, you know, I'm not really someone who grew up in this business. We've talked about this before, where I kind of came at it from a different angle. And so when I came at it, I was looking for things that I hadn't really known before, and this was one of those things that just sort of came to the fore. And it's become even more important in the last few years as more and more people are moving from, especially baby boomers, are moving from the accumulation phase of life to the spending phase of life. And unfortunately, or fortunately, you know, I don't want to make a value judgment here, but many people are plugged in to the advisors that help them accumulate their wealth, all right? And for accumulation purposes, the markets are wonderful. They just, if you have the stomach for it and you can stay in when the market's low and just kind of ride it out. You know, Jack Bogle, the founder of the Vanguard Group, says the only thing you should ever do with a statement, a monthly statement, is put it in a drawer. Never open them up.
Yeah.
And just keep putting your money in over and over, and years later you'll have a lot of money. But it takes some, you know, intestinal fortitude to do that. The problem is when we get into the spending phase, those things that work for you in the accumulation phase, the dollar cost averaging and things like that, work against you in the spending phase. But if you're still dealing with the same person that helped you accumulate your wealth, and that person's, you know, earns his money or her money in the market, it's very difficult to get people to make a change. And so it's as difficult for me to have a client make the shift in thinking. Now, I guess that's what I would ask him, is does this feel to him like it's a hard decision to make? And if that's true, then think about the guy who's made his living all of his life working in the market. And now you're asking that person to put aside what he's always done during his entire life and then take a completely different tack in terms of income planning going forward. And it's just not an easy shift to make for people. And I think, you know, Wall Street has a huge amount of money invested. There's estimated about $24 trillion in these accounts. And, you know, they're taking about 3% a year. There's really no financial incentive for them to promote these.
Yeah, and so there's the answer, right? So why would they? Of course, yeah.
So that, you know, but the thing is they work. They're the right tool for the job. And, you know, he can get on to our site at freemoneyguys.com, and there's some information there. And you know, I just recommend you find a financial planner in your area that deals with income and work with a person that understands this stuff.
Yeah, really, really good advice. You say that over and over again. So, so important. Free Money Guy, you're awesome. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Oh, well, you can reach us at 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO, or online at freemoneyguys.com. And we want to get you up here, Kate.
I know. I need to make a trip up there. We need to do that. Absolutely. I would love to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds good. Stephen Kelly, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.